Ben, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, guys, we'll open it up for questions. Go ahead.
I guess I'll start. Ben, congratulations. When did you get word? Did you get word today? And what was your just reaction?
Oh, thank you very much. I got word this morning about 11:30 this morning. I talked to Mr. Kraft. He called me on my cell phone and told me that I was the nominee that's going into the Patriot Hall of Fame. I was thrilled of it. You know, no better honor in the world to have to go into the Hall of Fame with is with the Kraft family. So I'm thrilled. You know, to have that honor, to give me that honor to be into the Hall of Fame of the Patriots.
What do you think separates, you know, there's a lot of talk of Tom Brady. Obviously, he was a sixth-round pick, and you were a later-round pick. What separates you that you were able to have so much success from guys who were picked higher and had maybe higher expectations than you did? What do you think separated you and enabled you to have the success that you have?
I think the desire coming from a smaller school and being drafted later than some of the other guys that have higher expectations, you have the will to want it a lot more, and you want to work a lot harder so you can get to where some of the elite guys are. And that was my thrill to get to the top echelon of tight ends.
Ben, do you pay attention to the Patriots team now? Do you still follow the team?
I still watch Watson and the other tight end. And over the years, I have watched some of the guys that have came through after I was there. So, yeah, I still do. I think some of those guys still have a lot of ability. Just I don't know about their desire to put a lot of effort and work in it because I'm around those guys. But yeah, I watch them a lot. You know, I try to catch a game here and there. I may come to town and watch the game all.
Hey Ben, it's Chris Gasper from the Boston Globe. First off, congratulations, obviously. And I'm just curious, what are you doing now? Are you involved in football? Are you still coaching?
Thanks, Chris. Right now, I'm working in South Carolina at alternative school with, you know, some kids, and I'm also working in high school, coaching in the high school here in Greenville, South Carolina.
Would you see yourself at some point wanting to get back to the NFL as a coach or a scout or a GM or something like that, or are you pretty happy just coaching the high school kids?
All right, now I'm liking what I'm doing right now. Ultimately, I want to get back to the NFL and get back involved in, you know, helping guys out as far as playing the position that I play and try to help those guys out and try to get somebody to be better than me. So always the ultimate goal is to make somebody better than what you did. So that's one of my accomplishments I want to try to accomplish before my time here is up.
Hey, Ben, it's Matt from Channel 5 in Boston. Again, congratulations. What was the reaction of your friends and family when they found out?
Well, thanks, Matt. You know, my friends and family, a lot of them don't really know. Only person really knows is one of my brothers that used to come to the majority of the game, but I'm quite sure he's going to spread the word. And one of my best buddies, he knows now. And, you know, a lot of them actually look on the Internet to, because they've been seeing the voting and everything. They've been voting, so actually since it came out, quite a few, I'm quite sure a lot of them know now. And I'm sure I'll be getting quite a few phone calls saying why I didn't tell them that. They're always, you know, it's a surprise. That's just a surprise everybody.
Ben, this is Shalice Young from the Providence Journal again. Did you vote for yourself? Did you go online and vote for yourself?
No, I wouldn't do that to me. I just let people do it. It's up to the fans. I want the fans. If it's meant for me to be there, I'll let the fans do it, and it's meant to be.
Ben, it's Chris Gasper from the Globe again. You just mentioned the fans. In some ways, is this honor more meaningful because it did come from the fans, that, you know, they were the ones who voted you in?
Yes, it does. It means a lot to me that the fans voted me in. I know it was a tight competition last year with me and Stanley, you know, and everybody that's up for it, you know, great guys that's up for it, you know. Everybody, they do, what I guess, when their time is due. Last year wasn't the time for me, and this year's the time for me.
Hey, Ben. Congratulations. I had a question. You played for Bill Parcells, and everybody knows he likes to really get his tight ends involved into the offense. How much of that do you think helped you amass some of the big numbers you put up there with New England during your years there?
I think it helped out a lot, but what really helped out more than anything by drafting Bledsoe. I think we drafted Bledsoe at 93, and me and him kind of, we clicked together, and the chemistry and everything was there. And, you know, the coaching staff went with it and rolled with it, and it carried us quite away.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You've already heard this question, but what's your favorite memory of having played here in New England?
Can you repeat that, Bill?
Sure. Just wondering what your favorite memory is from your days playing here in New England.
I would say my favorite memory was getting to the Super Bowl in 96. I wish we had a chance to win it, but we didn't. But, you know, from coming from 91 to 96, had a chance to help the franchise go from when we were at the bottom in a couple of years and get to the top and actually get us, you know, we got to the Super Bowl and everything. That was one of the biggest compliments we had. And I'm just one I always will remember. Even though we lost it, but he's just getting there and playing in the big game of all games of football.
Ben, I'm sorry, I came in late. Just how great does it feel to be part of the Patriots Hall of Fame?
I mean, it feels great to be nominated with those guys. It's already there. I can only name a few of them, but I'm quite sure I probably wouldn't name all of the guys. Tippett, Bruce Armstrong, the guys that I was interacting with and kind of came in late, later their career. You know, it was just great to be nominated with those guys. It's an honor that I can't pass up, and I appreciate the Kraft family for nominating me with the fans and everybody else. I had a great time when I was in Boston. Boston's like my second home now.
Hey, Ben, you were nominated last year, and you didn't get in. Stanley Morgan got in. Were you disappointed last year when you didn't get in? And would you have been disappointed this year if you didn't get in?
No, I wouldn't have been disappointed. I mean, like I said, I leave it all up to the fans. And the way Mr. Kraft wants to do it now is have the fans vote. And all the fans voted like was last year with Stanley. You can't, I mean, can't be no better guy to beat you out this Stanley. You know, I talked to Ted Stanley quite a bit. He's my homeboy. He's from South Carolina. So, hey, if I didn't get it last year, he got it. I was happy for him. And actually, we talked the week that he was doing, he got nominated and everything. So it's an honor for him to get in. It's an honor for me to be going against somebody in that caliber player, you know, to play for the Patriots.
Ben, can you just talk about the special connection you and Drew both had on the field?
Well, the special connection me and Drew had, you know, Drew found someone that was going to catch everything that he threw to him. Even though if he was in the flat, he threw it 100 miles an hour, he knew I was going to catch it. He knew somebody that he can depend on when games on the line, crunch situation, crucial situation where sometimes somebody may not want the ball when the ball is supposed to be going to them. And he knew that where I was going to be at all time in case something broke down or something didn't go the way it's supposed to go. He knew exactly where I was going to be. So I guess it worked out both, you know, hand in hand for him and also for me.
Ben, with Andre Tippett getting into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, do you think there's room for another Patriot to join him there?
Oh, yeah, it will. I just, like I said, this one right here, it came at this time of, you know, Mr. Kraft opening up the building and everything this year. It's just a matter of time, you know. I think it's a matter of time before I'll actually get that call to go to Canton. I don't sit here and debate on and worry about it every day. It's just in due time. I think everything in due time comes to those good people that wait for it.
Any final questions for Ben?
Ben, are you still in touch with Drew at all?
Yeah, I keep in touch with a couple of guys. I talk to Drew every maybe a couple of months or so from around there. But, yeah, I try to keep in touch with him and his family and everybody and Bruce. And I talk to Tippett. I talk to Ray Agnew, and a couple other guys that I talk to, yeah.
Okay, if we don't have any more questions, I'm going to let Ben go. All right, thank you to Ben Coates for joining us, and congratulations again, Ben, for being inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame for 2008.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
You're welcome.